Good morning, everyone. For WRCO News, I'm Todd Coppernall. 72 degrees under cloudy skies in Richland Center right now. Says on my forecast sheet, the high today will be 89. The Richland Center City Council convened September 1st last night to address a series of community updates and pivotal legislative decisions. During the meeting, the police department provided an August update highlighting a surge in disorderly conduct and drug-related arrests. Notably, law enforcement successfully removed a pound of methamphetamine from the streets, a haul with an estimated value between $15,000 and $18,000. Beyond drug offenses, the department reported incidents involving obstructing justice, victim intimidation, domestic disturbances, and destruction of property, as well as a case of false imprisonment. Infrastructure remained a key focus as utility manager Scott Gauld shared progress on local roadworks. Following the completion of the Valley View Drive project, crews are scheduled to transition to Mill Street near the Richland Family Restaurant. This phase will involve replacing drainage grates in the street, with a target completion date for these projects set for mid-November. Public discourse was marked by a passionate defense of community amenities from resident Catherine Lewandowski. Speaking as a patron of the parks, Lewandowski challenged the characterization of public recreation costs as, quote, a loss, specifically referring to a reported $150,000 deficit for the Aquatic Center. She emphasized that the facility serves thousands of residents and visitors, fostering community goodwill and projecting a positive image of Richland Center as a proactive and capable municipality. One of the most significant actions taken by the council involved the future of local transportation. Despite acknowledging high ridership levels, the council wrestled with the budget volatility associated with inflation and tight levy limits. Consequently, the council voted unanimously to discontinue the shared ride taxi service at the conclusion of its current contract term at the end of the calendar year. In other legislative matters, the council approved Resolution 2026-11, introduced by Alderperson Rachel Schultz, which outlines the city's concerns regarding the proposed BECI 765 kilovolt transmission line and calls for action from the Public Service Commission. The meeting also finalized the city's legal representation with Murphy Desmond Lawyers SC, selected to provide legal services to the city, approved by a vote of 5-3. Finally, a pre-development agreement extension for Cobblestone Hotels led to a deadlock among alderpersons following an extended discussion in closed session. The resulting 4-4 tie with Jarvis, Schultz, Downs, and Cairns in favor and Wegner, Hoffman, Walters, and Martinick opposed, was broken by Mayor Karen Tepley, who voted in favor of the one-year extension. The UW Richland Alumni Association is proud to announce its 2026 Outstanding Alumni, who will be honored during the annual brunch Saturday, October 3rd at the Phoenix Center. The event, which begins with registration at 10:30 a.m., followed by the program, will also recognize milestone class anniversaries and celebrate these individuals' dedication and achievements. Family and friends are encouraged to attend, and pre-registration is required. By September 25th, contact Kathy Granger at fairladykkg@yahoo.com or 608-489-3629. Among the honorees, Kathleen McCarthy Alexander is recognized for her 35-year teaching career in the Kickapoo Area School District. A pioneer in environmental education, she championed hands-on learning and local conservation projects, later transitioning to leadership roles in community organizations and historical societies. John Anier, a 1980 graduate of Richland Center High School, transitioned from a career in natural resources conservation to law enforcement. He served as the chief of police in Richland Center, where he prioritized staff quality and technological advancement before retiring to focus on community boards and woodland advocacy. John Benish, a veteran educator and coach, spent decades at Waniwak Center Schools. His impactful career included athletic direction, coaching football and basketball, and receiving multiple accolades for his service, alongside his longstanding commitment to community food pantries and athletic programs. Gloria Durst Joseph, a UW Center Richland alumna, built a distinguished career in the dairy industry. Her leadership at Crop Organic Valley and her contributions to quality programs and supply chain management have made a significant impact, reflecting her continued support for the dairy sector. Lori Newman Swigert's journey spans special education and theater arts. Following a teaching career dedicated to inspiring students, she turned her talents toward costume design, theater directing, and founding a nonprofit youth theater company, ultimately leaving a lasting mark on the performing arts community. The Richland County Executive and Finance Standing Committee is scheduled to meet Tuesday, September 8th at 5 p.m. The session will be held in the Richland County Boardroom. A primary focus of the meeting will be the authorization of general obligation promissory notes for various capital improvement projects. The committee is set to consider two separate resolutions for these notes, with one not to exceed $7,500,000 and another capped at $2 million. Budgetary planning for the upcoming year will also be a major priority as members review the 2027 county draft budget. This discussion follows preliminary evaluations from previous sessions and serves as a foundational step in next year's fiscal management. In addition to general budgeting, the committee will evaluate 2027 county health insurance options and consider a specific resolution regarding the potential departure from the state of Wisconsin's Employee Trust Fund's health insurance program. The agenda further highlights essential public safety and administrative needs, including the proposed purchase of a new ambulance and a discussion regarding the technology requirements of the county board. Other notable items include an update on the 765 kilovolt transmission line project and measures intended to increase effective communication across Richland County government. Before adjournment, the committee may enter a closed session to evaluate the performance of the county administrator. The 170th annual Iowa County Fair will be held tomorrow through Monday at the Iowa County Fairgrounds in Mineral Point. Featured events include on Thursday at 7 o'clock, bull riders and barrel racing, Friday at 7 o'clock, a lumberjack show and log rolling, Saturday, a truck and tractor pull at 5:30, Sunday, a demolition derby at 5 o'clock, and on Monday, harness racing will be at 1 o'clock. Each day, there will be animal shows, exhibits, midway rides, live music, and food. Daily admission is $10 for adults, $5 for youth 8 to 12, and ages 7 and under are admitted for free. Season passes can also be purchased. Cost is $40 for adults, $15 for youth. You can find more information and a full schedule at iowacountyfair.com.